it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. We're going through the Bible from beginning to end in chronological order, believe it or not. And that really is the one that makes the most sense. Because if you just read your Bible through, it's not in chronological order. It's from the largest book to the smallest book. And so people get confused. So, well, it's not written in chronological order. Now, they do have chronological Bibles. You don't need to get that. I've got it printed off a piece of paper from my computer, the chronological order of the Bible, and I just keep that in my Bible. So I know where you're at. Well, I'm here and I'm going here. Well, it's not in order. Yeah, it is. I am in order. That's one of the few things that is. So where we're going to pick up today, I'm picking up the story of Joshua, which is an incredible story. And it's really, really R-rated. You know, there's a lot of violence and stuff. You ever see the movies today? They warn you about it when it's X-rated or R-rated, and there's violence and corruption or sex, whatever. Now, actually, the Bible, God tells the truth. God doesn't lie. He tells the blunt truth. Tells his people are not perfect. They sinned. They made mistakes. They fell on their face. They had to repent. God loves regular people, just everyday common sense people. And so the Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day, but they get back up. So today we're picking up in Joshua chapter 12, the story of Joshua. It's a fascinating story today. It starts out here in verse 1. It says, the kings of the east of the Jordan River, who had been killed by the Israelites, whose land was taken, their territory extended from Arnon Gorge to Mount Hermon, and including the land east of the Jordan Valley. This is a large piece of land. Well, Kishon, the Amorites who lived in Hashan, was defeated. His kingdom included Aroer on the edge of the gorge, extended into the middle of the Arnon Gorge and the Jabbok River, which services as a border for the Ammonites. This territory included in the southern half of the territory of Gilead. Now, these are a lot of names. You're going to recognize a lot of these names. Shion was controlled by the territory of Gilead. It was controlled in the Jordan. It controlled the Jordan River and the regions of the east, as far north as the Sea of Galilee and as far south as the Dead Sea. It included the road to Beth Shemesh and southward to the slopes of Pisgah. King Og of Bashan, the last of the Raphites, lived in Ashtoreth of Eden. He ruled a territory stretching from Mount Hermon to Salak in the north, and all of Bashan in the east and western to the borders of the kingdom of Maacah. This territory included the northern half of Gilead as far as the boundary of the king Shion of Heshbon. Moses, servant of the Lord of Israelites, had destroyed the people of King Shion and King Og, and Moses gave their land as a possession to the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the other half tribe of Manasseh. So you got to read your Bible, and all this has been recorded before. The following is a list of kings that Joshua and the Israelite armies defeated on the west side of the Jordan bank, from Bagad to the valley of Lebanon, Mount Halak, which leads up to Mount Seir. Joshua gave this land to the tribes of Israel as their possession, including the hill country, the western foothills of the Jordan Valley, the mountain slopes of the Judean wilderness, and the Negev, the big desert there. The people who lived in this region were the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. All these kings Israel defeated. Now, if you're reading your Bible from verse 9 down to verse 24, it lists every single king. God is very detailed. And then in verse 24, it says, in all, 31 kings were defeated. When God sends an army to do something, he's very successful. People talk about, certain prayers you pray. Well, I pray for my government every day. I'm to pray for all those in authority that I might lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. So it doesn't matter whether Republican, Democrat, Independent, whether I voted for them or not, I pray for everyone in office because I'm commanded to. Why? I want to lead a peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. If I pray for those in authority, I will live a peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. It's not who's in office, it's whether I pray for them or not. It's real good. So God had told them what to do. So starting off in chapter 13, all 31 of the bad kings were defeated. God gave absolute total victory, and he listed their names. Verse 1 of chapter 13, when Joshua was an old man, the Lord said to him, you're growing old. Much land remains to be conquered. This is the territory of the that remains in the regions of the Philistines and the Geshurites, and the larger territory of the Canaanites, extending to the stream of Shihor on the border of Egypt, northward, and the boundary of Ekron, the border of Egypt, northward, and the boundary of Ekron, includes the territory of the five Philistine rulers of Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron. You remember Gath? You remember came to that's where the giants came from. The land of the Avites in the south remains to be conquered. In the north, the following area has not yet been conquered. All the land of the Canaanites, including Merah, which belonged to the Sidonians, stretching northward, Daphne, the border of the Amorites, the land of Gibeites, and all the Lebanese mountains area, all this area east from Balgad below Mount Hermon, and Mount Hermon's up to the north of Israel, to Lebanon, and all the hill country from Lebanon to Misrapaman, including the land of the Sidonians. I myself, this is God talking, I myself will drive out these people out of the land ahead of the Israelites. Here's what God told him. Now, Josh has been obedient. He's taken Moses' place. He's had great victory. He's defeated 31 different kings. He has been one busy man. But now he's old. God said, listen, I know you're old. You've done a great job. There's still a ton of stuff left to do. So he's telling him. You can look this up in Joshua 14. It repeats it. And he said, here's God. God's saying in verse 6, he said, I myself will drive these people out of the land ahead of the Israelites. Be sure to give this land to Israel as a special possession, just as I have commanded you. Include all this territory as Israel's possession when you divide the land among the nine tribes and the other half tribe of Manasseh. God's very fair. God's very just. He tells the truth. The half tribe of Manasseh and the tribes of Reuben and Gad had already received their grants of land on the east side of the Jordan, for Moses, the servant of the Lord, had previously assigned the land to them. Verse 9, their territory extended from Aor to the edge of the Amron Gorge, including the town in the middle of the gorge, in the plain beyond Meribah, as far down as Dibon, and also included the towns of King Shion, the Amorites, the reign in Heshon, extended as far as the borders of Ammon. It included Gilead, the territory in the kingdoms of Gershur, Maacah, and Mount Hermon, all of Bashan, as far as Scott. Now, I know some people say, well, how do you understand those words? Well, they're in here for a reason, so you need to read them at least once in your life. And all the territory of King Og of Bashan, who had reigned with Ashtaroth, bad guy, and in the King Og was the last of the Raphaelites, from Moses had attacked them and driven them out. But the Israelites failed to drive out the people of Gershur and Maacah, so they continue to live among the Israelites to this day. There were some things they didn't completely do. And some of the stories of the Bible, that's why you got to read it. You need to just read through yourself. Take your time and just read through. All of a sudden, I don't know, there's a great Bible study we're in down here where we live now. And every time in that Bible study, man, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that. I never read that. Well, there's a lot you haven't read because most people have not read the Bible. But God's very detailed. He's left nothing out. So in verse 14, Moses did not assign any allotment of land to the tribe of Levi. Instead, as the Lord had promised them, the allotment came from the offerings burned on the altar to the Lord, the God of Israel. Moses had assigned the following area to the clans of the tribe of Reuben. Their territory extended from Amron to the edge of the Amron Gorge, including the towns in the middle of the gorge and the plain beyond. It included Heshbon and the other towns on the plain, Dibon, Bahmol, Bethel, Jehaz, Kesmoth, Mepath, Kisron, Simnah, Zerho, and the hill of the valley, Bethmor and the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth-Shemesh. The land of Reuben also included all the towns of the plain in the entire kingdom of Shion. Shion was the Amorite king who had reigned in Heshbon and was killed by Moses along with the leaders of Midian. And so he didn't leave anything undone. So the Jordan River marked the western boundary for the tribe of Reuben. The towns and the surrounding villages in this area were given as a homeland to the clans of the tribe of Reuben. So you jump down verse 24, Moses had assigned the following area to cleanse the tribe of Gad. Now, I'm not going to read all this, but you can read in your Bible. God is very detailed. Their territory, the tribe of Gad, included Jazer and all the towns of Gilead and half the land of Ammon, as far as the town of Admiral west of Rabbah. It extended from Hezron, and he listed all down. So the towns of their surrounding villages in the area were given as a homeland to the clans of the tribe of Gad. Then in verse 29, Moses had assigned the following areas for the clans of the half tribe of Manasseh. Now, what I'm trying to explain to you is this. Anytime you pray, don't pray some just halfway prayer. God is a very detailed God. God says, I know how many hairs you have on your head. I've already numbered the days of your life. God promised with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. So I tell people, I plan to live a long time because God promised it. Well, people say, well, you just never know. I know because I have a promise in the word of God. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. So I realized the Bible says, well, most men will live to be 70, 80 years, if I strength 90, and some live to be in their hundreds. And you still read today where, I mean, in the paper yesterday, some lady locally had her 106th birthday, and a very famous actress died just a week short of her 100th birthday. And there are still people who live a long time. And so just in the natural, I thought, hey, I want to be one of those. I want to live a long time. So you just make up your mind. We're going to do it. I want to be here a long time. And you have people, and I grew up in the country with a lot of just country people, and they'd sit on the porch on Sunday afternoon. You hear, so, well, I'm probably going to die early. I don't think I'm going to live much longer. And you hear more negative confessions come out of their mouth. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. The Bible says, call those things that be not as though they are. We got to start saying what God says, not what we read, not what we see, not what we think. The Bible says, think on these things, whatever's lovely, whatever's honest, whatever's just. Think on these things. Don't think about those other things. And so it says, the land given to the half-tribe of Manasseh, Moses had assigned the following area to claim the half-tribe of Manasseh. And their territory extended included half the tribe, the land from King Og's royal cities. And so this was not cheap land. This is prime real estate. And so the reason I like to go through this book is like how detailed God is. All this was given to the clans and descendants of Maker, who was Manasseh's son. I mean, God is so detailed. These are the allotments Moses had made while he was on the plains of Moab across the Jordan to the east of Jericho. But Moses gave no allotment of the land to the tribe of Levi. For the Lord, the God of Israel, had promised that he himself would be their allotment. How come we don't get land? God said, I'm going to be your land. I'll be everything you need. You're going to be my priest, and I got you covered. So in chapter 14, verse 1, the remaining tribes of Israel received the land of Canaan as allotted to Eleazar, the priest, Joshua, the son of Nun, and the tribal leaders. These 9.5 tribes received their grants of the land by means of sacred lots in accordance with the Lord's command through Moses. Moses had already given a grant of land to 2.5 tribes on the east side of the Jordan River. Now he's given the Levites no such allotment. The descendants of Joseph have become 2 separate tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. And that's a whole great story within itself. And the Levites were given no land at all, only towns to live in with the surrounding pastlands for their livestock and all their possessions. So the land was distributed in strict accordance with the Lord's command to Moses. Did you hear that? Strict accordance. God doesn't do anything halfway. I mean, when you have a business, when you have anything, God does nothing halfway. He's always a complete God. So in verse 6, a delegation from the tribe of Judah, led by Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, came to Joshua at Gilgal. Caleb said to Joshua, remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me when we were in the Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to Kadesh to explore the land of Canaan. I returned and gave an honest report, but my brothers who were with me were frightened, and they frightened the people from entering the promised land. For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. So that day, Moses solemnly promised me, the land of Canaan, on which you were just walking, will be your grant of land and that of your descendants forever, because you wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. Now, you remember, They went into the land and got, and they said, we can't do it. It's, their people are too strong. They're too many, blah, blah, blah. And they complain and they gripe. And so God sent them back into the wilderness for another 40 years. So Joshua and Caleb had, they saw their land, but they couldn't possess it. Well, God's telling them, no, listen, it's yours. So as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive and as well as he had promised for all these 45 years since Moses made this promise, even while in Israel, while we wandered in the wilderness. Today, I'm 85 years old. I'm as strong now. I'm as strong now as I was as when Moses sent me on the journey. And I can still travel. I can still fight as well as I could then. So give me the hill country that the Lord promised. You will remember that as scouts, we found the descendants of Anak living in this great walled towns. But the Lord is with me. I will drive them out of the land, just as the Lord had said. So Joshua blessed Caleb and gave Hebron to him as his portion of land. So Hebron still belongs to the descendants of Caleb. And so if you ever go to Israel, you go down Hebron, it's sort of half divided who owns it, who doesn't own it. And so, but they have a place there where they say, you know, Adam and Eve were buried and Moses is buried. And so it's like a giant castle, you know, built hundreds of years ago. But yeah, if you ever go to Israel, go to the Hebron Valley, you know, and they can't, you know, you got to go in an armored bus and they've got guards with you, but you got to see this place that God talked about. It's real. It's still there to this day. And said the God was previously Hebron had been called the Kithrah Kamah. It'd been named after Arba, the great hero of the descendants of Anak, but the land had rest from war. So in chapter 15, the allotment of the clans of the tribe of Judah reached southward to the borders of Edom and as far south as the wilderness of Zin. So here's where they start. The southern boundary began at the south bay of the Dead Sea, ran south of the Scorpion Pass into the Pass of Zin, and then the south of Kadesh and Hezron. Then it went up to Adar. So he starts listing exactly where the boundaries are. Now, the reason I always tell my kids read this, listen, guys, God is so detailed. I mean, he knew exactly, here's your boundary, here's your brother's boundary, here's your other brother's boundary, here's your sister's boundary. And so it says in verse 12, these are the boundaries for the clans and tribe of Judah. So in verse 13, now the Lord commanded Joshua to assign some of Judah's territory to Caleb's son. So Caleb was given the town of Kithroth, that is Hebron, which had been named after Anak's ancestor. Caleb drove out the three groups of the Anakites, the descendants of Shaon, Anah, and Talmah, the sons of Anak. From there, he went to fight against the people in the towns of Beroth, formerly called Kibroth. Caleb said, I will give my daughter, Askah, in marriage to the one who attacks and captures this city. So Othniel, son of Caleb's brother, was the one who conquered it. So he became Othniel's wife. So when Ahaz married Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. As she got down off her donkey, Caleb asked her, what's the matter? Said, give me another gift. You've already given me land, Negev. Please now give me springs of water too. So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. Now, if you go to Israel, they will take you to these springs. Beautiful, clear water still running today. They'll actually take you. You can actually drink water from these springs it's talking about in the Bible. So in verse 20, this was the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Judah. So the towns of Judah situated along the borders of Edom, and it lists where they all go. And so it goes all the way down to verse 45. The territory of the tribe of Judah also included Ekron and the surrounding settlements and villages. So it goes down to verse 48. Judah also received the following towns in the hill country. And it lists all those towns. In addition to verse 58, they were given towns in the surrounding villages. And they were also, and they list them in detail. Then verse 61, the wilderness there were the towns of Bethron, Medan, and Sakrah, and Nishbon, and the city of Salt. And in Gedi, the six towns with their surrounding villages. And then the last verse, verse 63. But the tribe of Judah could not drive out the Jebusites who lived in the city of Jerusalem. So the Jebusites were there among the people of Judah to this day. Now, what God does, and I just got to take some time and do this. God tells you where they succeeded. God tells you where they failed. God tells you where they obeyed him. God tells you where they did not obey him. God tells you where they got blessed because they obeyed him. God tells you where they got cursed because they did not obey him. Obedience is a huge, huge deal. I still pray this every day. Father, I give you permission. Teach my family to fear you. I prayed that this morning. I will pray it tonight before I go to bed. I've prayed it ever since I read it years and years and years and years ago, over 50 years ago. Father, I give you permission. Teach me and my family to fear you, for the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And with that wisdom, Proverbs 3:16, comes long life, riches, and honor. What are you looking for, Joe? I'm looking for long life. I'm looking for riches. I'm looking for honor. The world's chasing it. But God said, you chase me, it's a package deal. I will give you long life if you chase me. I'll give you riches if you chase me. I'll give you honor if you chase me. It's a package deal with God. So chase God. What do you want to do? I want to do everything God's asked me to do. When I get to heaven, I want to hear one thing. I want to hear God say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I'm looking for that well done. And so God has been so detailed. So I've had people who knew this go through the Bible every year, and they would get into Joshua, and they'd get into Leviticus, and they think, well, I'm getting buried. No, you got to read it. You got to read Leviticus. It's slow, but it's very detailed, and there's a reason that all those sacrifices are in there. There's a reason all these tribes are listed. There's a reason God will show you to detail who succeeded, who didn't. The people that succeeded were the ones who were obedient. The Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And so it's a very simple process. And so it's not a religious thing. It's a relationship. What do you want to do? I want to please God. I want to hear God say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. When I get to heaven, I'm looking for that one sentence. I want to hear God look at me and say, son, well done. Well, I know I'm not perfect. I know I fall down every now and then, scoop dirt in my lower lip, but I get back up, I spit it out, I repent, I get to moving again. I don't lay down and feel sorry for myself. I don't get mad at other people. No, it's just me and God, and I've got it made. So when you read the Bible, keep that in mind. God writes about his people who were real people, who had real successes and real failures. He'll tear every bit of it. He doesn't hide anything. And that's what makes the Bible such a great, great story. So God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today. Tune in next time. We'll continue this great adventure. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.